In today's episode, I will introduce you to Viva Topics application.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 175 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So today I want to introduce you to another application that you have within Microsoft 365, something called Viva Topics. And I actually briefly mentioned this already in one of my earlier episodes. If you reference episode 163 that I recorded back in December of 2023, I actually summarized various ways of creating knowledge base in SharePoint Online. And I mentioned that Viva Topics was one of those options. So let me introduce you to this application and kind of explain to you what this is all about. So Viva Topics is essentially a tenant-wide knowledge base portal, all right, within your organization. So there are many different ways to create knowledge bases in SharePoint. You can just utilize, you know, lists and libraries with metadata and pages, but Viva Topics is global, all right? It's a global, think of it as a global database application, whatever you want to call it, that captures the knowledge within your organization. Now, it's a separate application, all right? You actually have to pay. There are extra licenses involved. It's not something you get for free within Microsoft 365. So you have to pay additional, you know, per user, you know, license for utilizing this application. But what you end up with is the centralized repository of knowledge within your organization. Now, how do you capture knowledge in Viva Topics? There are actually two ways, two options available to you. So by design, by default, it actually, what happens, it actually automatically indexes and captures knowledge for you. So based on activities and documents and connections and conversations that happen, you know, in Teams and Outlook and file sharing that's going on in SharePoint, Viva Topics kind of aggregates all this automatically and creates those various topic pages. And a topic page is essentially a title, brief description of the topic, and it also ties in the people involved and the documents involved. So it could be something like Project ABC, all right, that the team is working on. And based on all these conversations, based on all this documentation that's available, based on all the, you know, file sharing, and again, conversations in Teams and Outlook and so on, based on all of this, Viva Topics automatically creates this topic page, you know, for you. So you could end up, all right, it's not like you will, but you might end up with automatically indexed and automatically aggregated topic for you, for your organization. Now, you can also create topics manually, all right? You can also create topics manually within Viva Topics application. And essentially, it's almost like creating a page, but again, it's not a regular SharePoint page. It's, you know, it's a page where you provide a title, again, project such, and then a brief description. And then you have to tie in the documents manually. You have to tie in the people involved in the project and so on. So essentially, you end up with all of these different many different Viva topic pages. Now, you might be wondering, all right, so what's the benefit of all of this? Well, the benefit of all of this is that, because this Viva Topics, in a Viva Topic pages reside in Viva Topic, you know, Viva Topics application, they actually show up in different places, all right? So, for example, you could be in Microsoft Teams, and if you want to mention a particular topic, you just type in the number and then the topic name, like, let's say, company rebranding, all right? That's the name of the project, and it will kind of tag this topic, all right? And when users hover over, the topic card, if you will, they will actually get a preview of that Viva topic page automatically and kind of see the information for that particular project. And let me give you another use case. If you, let's say, created a topic page in Weaver, you know, topics called, I don't know, logo refresh or whatever, project ABC, and then you later, somebody does a search in SharePoint and types in that particular name. Let's say I'm new to organization. I have no idea, you know, what this project is all about. What will happen in addition to all of this regular results that you get, matching whatever, you know, the files and folder names, right? You also get this promoted result for that topic page. So it will automatically recognize that you might be searching for that particular topic and will present that topic card on top, kind of a promoted result. And when I click on that, I will actually be driven directly to the Viva Topics application to that particular page. All right, so, and then again, if I'm new to the organization, I can easily just check it out, see the people involved, a bit of history on the project and the files involved, and at least know a bit of information on that particular topic. And there are other places where, you know, this Viva Topics kind of show up. I mean, in Outlook, it's the same thing. If I'm not mistaken, in Yammer, all right, as well. But the whole idea behind Viva Topics is that they're global. Once again, they're global. You can mention them. And the best part about it is that also those Viva Topic pages, they automatically, you know, could be indexed and curated for you by Viva Topics application. Now, with that being said, what might really help, and I think Viva Topics application is a great application for large organizations because you really want someone in charge of it, all right? You really want, you know, maybe if you have knowledge managers within your organization, you really want some people to be in charge of those Viva Topics because, right, somebody, first of all, if, let's say, Viva Topics curated some of, you know, indexed some of those Viva Topic pages for you, you know, maybe you don't want some of them, right? You can actually manually remove those Viva Topics, all right? Maybe they were put together by an error, right? That don't make sense. Or maybe, again, you need to curate some specific pages, Viva Topic pages inside of your, you know, Viva Topics application, and you kind of need to keep it clean and maintain it. So once again, you typically need knowledge managers for those. But again, the whole idea behind Viva Topics is that it's this very organized kind of application, right? It follows the same kind of convention in terms of the look and feel. All the Viva Topics have the same structure in terms of files and documents and people involved, and you can even connect the topics, different topics together. You know, so it's a pretty cool functionality that's available in essentially in within your Microsoft 365 application. So, like I mentioned, there are other ways to create knowledge bases, right? I guess there are cheaper alternatives available. However, if you're looking for kind of an enterprise-wide knowledge base solution, definitely feel free to consider Viva Topics application. Now, I actually have written a number of posts and even did some videos on my YouTube channel about Viva Topics. So definitely feel free to check it out. I will make sure to include some of the URLs in the show notes. All right. But for now, thank you very much for listening. And as always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com, and talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.